Spirit of Design delves deep into the unseen elements of design and holistic sustainability.
Join us, Amy and
Anya,
for open conversations with creatives, scholars, activists, and others to envision alternative design futures that are diverse, inclusive, community-centric, and in symbiosis with all life on this planet. Welcome back to Spirit of Design Podcast. Today, Anya and I are coming to you with a little offering for your end of year. It's the reflections and intentions that we are going to be doing ourselves, and it's really here to guide you through setting some intentions for the new year and for the new decade, and also reflecting upon what has been over the last year and over the last decade. And you'll be able to find the link to the little handout sheet that is a guide for this exercise in our show notes. So before we get started into it, we just wanted to say a Merry Christmas for those of you who celebrate. Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. Thank you so much for all of your love and all of your wonderful support and comments and messages over the past year, but specifically since we've released Spirit of Design Podcast, we've really felt your love and your support, and it has meant the world to us. So we really just want to say a big thank you for all the beautiful energy you've sent our way and how you've like lifted our spirits and just really supported us along the way.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Amy. And I'd just love to double on that and thank you all for your support and for listening and holding space for us to emerge with these new ideas and offerings. So, the first part of this reflection and intention setting is celebrate. So, before you set any new goals and intentions for the new year, it's so important to first celebrate and honor what has been. Start off by writing down everything that you have achieved that you are super duper proud of from the past decade. Really take some time here and think about what has moved you the most, what has lit you up, what has felt like forward progress, what has delighted you. What has made you proud, thrilled, and really mattered the most in terms of your joy and growth in the past decade as well as the past year? What patterns do you see in your highlights list? Was there anything from your list that stood out as giving you joy? And have a think about how you can bring more of this into the next year as well as the next decade. Once you have written your celebration list, go back and take a moment to truly appreciate and celebrate yourself and the years that have been. This is super important. Don't forget to do this.
The next section for your reflections and intentions is to release. So at the end of a year, as well as at the end of a decade, it can be such a powerful time to release anything that has completed its cycle of life or is ready to be let go of. So the first question is to ask your inner self, what is ready to be let go of? Giving yourself full permission to be honest without judgment from yourself or others. Is there anything that I need to let go of that I have been holding on to? This could be relationships, commitments, businesses, habits, material possessions, grudges, limiting beliefs, or anything else that feels right for you. There's no right or wrong here. Only you know the answer. What are the major lessons that I have learned in the past decade and year?
And the final section of this reflection is all about the new. So, for the next decade, what are you calling in? What do you want to achieve? Really be specific here and envision the best possible decade of your life. It might help if you break these into the following categories: health, relationships, purpose, money, and impact. For the year 2020, next year, how do you want to feel? Choose 5 key feelings that are going to guide all your decisions in 2020. Guided by these 5 key feelings, what are the 3 most important goals for 2020? So there you have it, friends. Just our reflection and intention setting process that Amy and I personally are going to be going through, both for our own lives as well as for Sustainability 5.0 and Spirit of Design podcast. And grab a pen, grab a journal, and spend some time before the new year to really reflect and set some intentions for the coming year and for the coming decade. It's so important to do this, to take time out to look at what has been and what could be. What do you envision for yourself, for your work, for the world? And get clear on what you would like to call in. We hope this has been useful for you. And as always, we'd love to hear your feedback. And we wish you a happy new year for 2020. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a wonderful new year. Bye.
See ya. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's conversation.
For today's show notes, to get in touch or sign up to our mailing list, you can find links at the bottom of this episode page.
And if you are new to our community, then head on over to our Instagram at sustainability5.0 and our website www.sustainability5.world and follow along to stay up to date with our upcoming online and in-person events.
If you found value in today's conversation, then we would so appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review. Through this, you're helping others to find these important conversations.
Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.